You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
Well, now we talk to a man who can almost certainly say Pro Football Focus three times fast. Kit Swanson, actually, can you prove it?
With Joshua Briscoe.
Pro Football Focus. I can't do it. Nope. I just tried. I'm not even, that was even a joke. I couldn't do it.
On ESPN Kansas City.
I feel a little bad for Beards. Because the thing, Kent, is that Beards has been leading up to a specific liner for the last, like, hour, apparently. I just realized it. He just sort of delivered his magnum opus. We didn't even hear it.
Oh, man.
Kent Swanson's here. He's in studio. But we don't have headphones that can currently be plugged in. I can't find my other adapter. Beards is now, like, on the run to find it. But he had been playing liners today of me failing to say the phrase Pro Football Focus. And then he just played the one where you also couldn't say Pro Football Focus. And that's a real treat for anyone who's been listening for the last 45 minutes. And God, those people deserve a treat for what they've been through recently. But now you're here to save the show.
Well, I'm going to try, but it's going to be hard for me to follow up with follow up Bosh Drisco.
Yeah, it's a very good opening act, no question.
That guy's incredible, yeah. I tell you what.
He was great. He clearly had his clearly had all of his ducks in a row. Oh, Beards has delivered. Oh, Beards has come through with headphones. You can keep talking. I'm going to put these headphones away and just pretend they were never out. Oh, I dropped. Man, I'll fix these in a minute. I have headphones all over the floor. Also, just a little fun ESPN Kansas City fact. Kent may be experiencing right now either not. Do you hear audio at all?
I can hear you.
You hear it in both ears?
Yeah.
Well, beginner's luck. My goodness. Wow. A headphone jack worked on the first try.
Is that like a common occurrence where it doesn't?
Yeah, no. And here we celebrate the victories of hardware working.
It's the little things, man.
Yeah, it's just like do not touch the plug again, because if you do, you have an incredible chance to ruin everything. The whole console will just light up in flames.
No pressure.
Okay, so go ahead. I messaged you earlier on Twitter and asked you to. I asked you to bring something, not specifically. You sort of filled in the blank. I gave you the category of things to bring in. Can you go ahead and deliver for the Facebook audience, and we'll also describe it for the radio audience? Can you deliver what it is that you brought today?
I certainly can. It's a new addition to my work desk, actually. It's a little Pat Mahomes Lego figure that my wife got me for my birthday.
It's so good.
It's art, man. I didn't even know those things existed. And then my wife got me one. She thought it was bigger than what it was.
Right.
She got it for me for my birthday, which was just incredibly sweet and also just totally on brand. But I don't. It's my new like favorite thing ever now.
It's really good. Follow up question: whenever you got to the station today, was there like a different aura around? Could you feel a different aura around the building? Where did you start shaking when you got here? Was there like a certain like? Was there a scent maybe that was unfamiliar? Anything at all when you got here today?
Honestly, did not feel anything at all.
Wow, you are so out of tune. Your essence is so out of tune. Patrick Mahomes was here today.
What?
He was. Kent's face just dropped 1,000 degrees.
I'm kind of glad he wasn't here when I was here, because like I'd probably be flustered for like the entire duration of the hour.
That's what I'm blaming this show on today. Just being flustered. He was here today to record a couple commercials, and then eventually they got him on over on 810 for a few minutes, and I saw him with my own eyes. For some reason though, they did not just hustle him down here for a quick ESPN Kansas City hit, which is probably good because I might have, like, Bosh Drisco might have broken in and tried to talk to him. Oh. That would have also been our last interaction with Pat Mahomes.
Are his traps as big as they look? That like it looks like he's just been doing like shoulder raises for like the last 3 months.
Yeah. Well, so here's the thing. I can neither confirm nor deny this was by design or by pure coincidence, but I was not able to get close enough to really determine that.
It's a shame.
Also, it was a super weird. Whenever I got here today, Todd Lebo had me put on a shock collar. And I didn't know that Mahomes was even going to be here today until afterwards.
Bummer.
And a shot caller can't hold me back. That's why I have this horrible scarring around my neck now in its entirety. I asked Kench to bring his favorite. Was this your idea, Beards, or did you just like this idea? I can't remember.
I don't remember.
I want to give you credit wherever it's due. Like, you know, the once in the blue moon that happens.
I might have suggested that.
Great, you can have it.
I'll take it.
He said that we needed to get you to bring in just your favorite stuffed animal or your child's favorite. Because strangely, that's become something that's just a part of this show.
Hmm.
I have the grumpy cat hanging from my microphone. Beards has his goat named
Goatee. I saw that.
Did you see Dick Justice?
No, I did not.
Can you dangle
that in front of the window?
Beards, could you show? That's Beards' black wiener.
Oh,
dog. Excuse me. Don't interrupt me, please. Dick Justice.
Wow.
So that's a big part of the show's. I don't like that it's staring at me, Beards. I don't like it one bit. That's a big part of the show's spirit recently.
Fitting that I had to
so
bring
good.
QB1 in
it's
with me.
So good that you have a pocket Mahomes like that. I feel like we could brand that.
They go in the Mahomes jeans.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yes.
Perfect.
One with every pair.
Yeah.
Mahomes, do we make him Levi? We go ahead and just make him Levi jeans.
I thought we said Wrangler.
Are we killing Brett Favre?
Was it Levi?
It was Levi.
Okay.
I don't want to have to compete with Brett Favre.
That's fair.
Although maybe, I don't know, maybe there's kind of like a Doctor Who kind of thing where you can only have one true gunslinger on the planet at a time. I don't know. But if they can coexist, I would like to have multiple gunslingers repping multiple gene brands. Every purchase of a pair of Mahomes Wrangler or Mahomes Levi jeans, you get a pocket
Lee
Mahomes.
Lee jeans.
Well, we should be doing his marketing. I think that's what we've established at this point. Is we've just got a million ideas that are going to help him just take over the world more than he probably already is going to.
That's the thing. Actually, that's the thing. I was screaming at him at full volume today whenever he was here. It was, let us do your marketing, and he just had someone step between the two of us, and I was sedated and brought back here in the studio, and I haven't left since.
Shameful. Sorry to hear that, man.
It's okay. It was you know, kind of like a beautiful firework of an afternoon. The only thing I could think about was if we could get you and Patrick Mahomes on at the same time, if I could get you to have a conversation as Pat Mahomes with Pat Mahomes.
I'm telling you right now, if I walked in here and Pat Mahomes is sitting there, like, I would probably be like Chris Farley talking to Paul McCartney in that SNL bit, you know?
No.
Hey, you remember when you were in the Beatles? That was awesome. I don't know. Like, I would probably start asking about RPOs and stuff. Like, hey, what's your favorite formation to run out of? Like,
that's a very personal question, Kent.
Do you prefer playing out of empty sets, or do you care if they're able to show blitz easier with a guy in the backfield? Like, what's your preference there, buddy?
Buddy, hey, what's your favorite? What was the word that you used that was so disconcerting? Hey, what's your favorite formation?
Well, listen, excuse me, buddy.
That's too personal.
It's a very personal question. You know what I think? Here's what we would do is I would ask a question and then he would answer it and then you would answer it in your Pat Mahomes impression.
Oh, no.
The way that we want him to answer it. And then you would have to sit there and do it as he stared at you, making the mental note to literally never speak to ESPN Kansas City or Arrowhead Pride ever again.
Yeah, though that wouldn't end well. That, like, my one shot, I'm having to do my Pat impression in front of him. It would be bad.
And that means it would be good.
It's just an angry, not even angry. It's a really crappy Kermit the Frog. That's what it is.
Hey there, Pat. How you doing, buddy?
See, like, it's still so bad. I can't even do it. It's better when I'm on the phone. So at least hazes it up a little bit.
Right.
I mean, like, come on. It's bad. It's embarrassing.
Beards, let's save that, and then the one time that we do get to talk to Patrick Mahomes, that's how we're going to talk. We're only going to talk to him in Kent soundbites.
Oh God, that's
it's really good. That's really exciting. Well, I'm glad. Thank you for coming in for this. What will be surely a wonderful hour of radio. As if we haven't already cashed that check. I mean, please. If you paid for this hour of radio and got those first 7 minutes, I feel like at this point you're pretty content.
It's well
we
worth
found
it.
Headphones and talked about Pocket Mahomes.
Pocket Mahomes. That's so perfect.
It's really good.
Even like the longer it's marinating, mm-hmm. it's like close to Patrick.
Yeah.
Oh man, I've been trying to come up with a name for it, and that you're dead on.
Yeah,
that's perfect.
I've often told people that I'm a marketing genius, and now I finally have evidence for it. Pocket Mahomes also has a little goatee, like just like kind of like the bottom of the chin
mm-hmm.
action. Does the helmet come off?
The helmet comes off, and you're going to be disappointed if you take it.
He's
off.
Bald.
That's like Pat Mahomes in 20 years after his fifth Super Bowl with the Chiefs.
Also Pat Mahomes in 20 years after his fifth Super Bowl with the Chiefs, and after getting that Sammy Sosa treatment.
Oh no!
Like this is like I don't want to really nitpick this toy brand
too much,
but it's a shade or two on the pale side.
Is it like the old school Legos where they're yellow?
No, that would have been better, I think, because at that point it's like, well, if you just make all of them, everybody's yellow, it's whatever.
It's whatever you want it to be. Yeah, no, right. That I didn't even notice that. I was too, you know, like I was just I was too excited about the fact that there was a Patrick Mahomes Lego.
Yeah, no, it's
I didn't
very
get
good.
Super critical of it. I mean, the fact that it exists.
No, you're right. I'm about to critique its like throwing motion. Like you're right. I might have jumped the gun a little bit.
I wonder if there's a Paxton Lynch one, and how many Broncos fans have set theirs on fire.
Beard, can I get some music, please? I've got to do the first ever in the history of Google search for Paxton Lynch Lego. Yep, that's real. That exists.
Wow.
Look at this. It's got the like pirate-ish facial hair, with like the mustache and kind of the very thin little like below lip sort of fuzz.
That pass was incomplete in that picture, by the way. Or it was interception.
But look at how tall he is, though. Look at how tall that Lego is.
You see, if they tried to do it the same way, if they took the picture the same way that they had for this one, I understand why my wife thought it was much taller than the one it is.
It completely makes sense.
Mm. I wonder what his hand size is.
Oh, that's another great... you're right. It feels like he's really just barely holding on.
How are we doing 15 minutes on a Lego?
Because
and it's just incredible. I'm amazed that we're able to is all
because,
like,
because we're about halfway through that bit is why.
Have you listened to the show before?
Also, so here's the Paxton Lynch Lego. Now look, here's the Josh Allen as a Bronco Lego.
Oh, it's the same thing.
You would think that. I can see why you would think that. It looks exactly the same. But the quarterback inside is also actually exactly the same.
And you're not wrong.
There was also a Paxton Lynch Memphis Lego OYO Sports something.
Is that even legal?
I don't know. That's a great question.
I thought that's why all the college football games had to stop, because anything remotely close to the likeness of a player. So
this must have been after he had like left school and pre-Broncos, maybe.
Hmm.
What a specific little era. So you know what? We have to have a Paxton Lynch Lego for the time between him graduating from Memphis and being the Broncos' backup quarterback.
Wow. It's incredible.
Ryan Fitzpatrick Lego?
No, there's not.
With the Texans!
Oh, God. That's an era you want to remember.
It really is!
You want to honor that by, you know, putting it in your kids', you know, Lego set, for sure.
We didn't we do this bit already one time with Funko Pops? I think we did. I think we went looking at like the complete list of like NFL Funko Pops, and there were some disturbing choices there.
I don't remember doing this.
Do you have a Funko Pop that I saw on Twitter, didn't you?
I do. Me, Beards, and also Charlie. They're mock-ups. They don't exist in their physical form.
I'd buy one.
Yet. See?
You got to mark it.
You listening?
You got to mark it, Beards.
We've got Pocket Patrick's, and is that better? Ooh.
Ooh.
Is a Pocket Patrick better?
I think Pocket Mahomes still works. I think Pocket Mahomes is still mine.
If we're doing that without the express written consent of Patrick Mahomes, though, Pocket Pat... Pocket Patrick, that's the off brand.
Something tells me though that this is NFLPA approved.
Yeah, no,
I would
for
be
sure.
surprised if it wasn't. But.
For sure, we're gonna have to just have a red uniform and helmet and no number probably. Wow, the detail! It even has the little Lamar Hunt patch.
No,
it has a little NFL logo. It also. All right, now I'm showing my true colors. It has that flywire NFL collar
with the little like textures in the in the scrunch of the collar.
You are so detailed. You really paid a lot of attention.
I honed it. Listen, what else am I gonna do? Like, like, sure, we're on live radio that we could theoretically fill with whatever. What? Like draft analysis? Yeah. Cool. Yeah, we're the only ones doing that. You know what we are the only ones doing right now?
Talking about Pocket Mahomes.
Exactly. Breaking down the intricate details.
It comes with that set of headphones, too.
I'm seeing that.
It comes, like, Beats by... He's got his own Beats by Dre, too. It's incredible. I'm never going to use them. I probably have already lost them, if we're being honest. And here's the funny thing. I brought it in today to work.
I'm so glad.
And
I'm so glad
I just happened to have it. I would have had nothing for you if that hadn't been there with me that day.
There's a Lego Patrick Mahomes at Texas Tech as well.
I see that. Yeah. I just saw that. There's also an Alex Smith one. I have a vague recollection.
We don't need to talk about Alex anymore. We're on to something new.
It's actually, instead of having headphones, he just has a baseball cap for him while he's sitting on the bench.
Ooh.
Oh, that wasn't fair.
It's okay. It's true. It's the new era.
I have a vague feeling that like I have some Chief Lego like this, but I think if it was Mahomes, I would have remembered.
I used to have a set of here's an interesting little story for you.
Okay.
Joshua.
I'll be the judge of that, but okay.
Yeah, it might not be that interesting. I had these little random action figures that it was basically like Kimball Anders was one of them.
Okay.
And he
sure.
was like leaned over, he was like trying to stiff arm somebody. And Kimball Anders was one of my coaches for 2 years when I was in college.
Really?
So it was a very weird thing for me. I walked up to him one day. I was like, dude, I had your action figure. It was just such it was a cool, I know we're getting like kind of.
No,
not
this is exactly.
This is a little bit
going.
More sentimental,
no,
but
this is good.
It was really cool. Like it was just, you know, like, dude, I have your action figure and now you're like telling me how to do stuff here or you're helping me with stuff. It was just a really cool experience for a lifelong Chiefs fan.
Yeah, that's super cool. Also, I can't believe I pointed this out yet. Right now, this is probably going to be like an MNU power hour. Like we just have an hour. Now, Beards is here bleeping it up. But We need to go get Mark with no last name and also no other company affiliation. We need to get the three of us together.
Oh, I would love that.
To dunk on every other school in the area on behalf of Mid-America Nazarene University. Beards just held up a Marcus Peters at Lego OYO Sports, whatever action figure. Got to get that one.
Oh, yeah.
That one's hopping on my Amazon wish list right now. Also, not necessarily related, but ended up being related. The store for this one, it shows like the points of articulation for the action figure. It's very cool. It includes a diagram pointed to its bendable knees, and that is hugely problematic.
That flew over my head for a second.
Yeah, we can't even have Legos bending their knees. Not in the NFL. I demand, you know what, I'm boycotting the NFL and these little Lego boys until we get firmly connected, unbending knees for our toys.
Oh, man.
I found a Casey Wolf Lego one real quick.
Come on! Who needs that?
Oh, no. So the worst part about this one is, so its head.
Everything!
It's just the normal Lego head, but with like a cartoon wolf on it.
Oh.
Oh, I see it.
It's really funny.
The most important part about Casey Wolf is the fact that his head is like cartoonishly big. So they're just completely defeating the purpose.
It's so bad.
It looks like a juggalo from here.
It really does.
Oh, man.
Also, his eyes are so close together. If this is using Lego anatomy, these are like... like literally barely separated by the bridge of its nose.
That's embarrassing. There's no way that no one has ever bought that thing.
It looks like he's wearing a mask of Casey Wolf on his face.
Yes, it does.
That thing definitely has zero rear views. Like no one's bought it and no one's had a strong opinion on it.
There's no not on the NFL store. No, nothing. Let's see what else. This is fun.
As it should be.
Chiefs wine glasses and a Chiefs flask. Those feel a little on the nose, honestly. Oh, a Chiefs laundry hamper.
wonder a Chiefs doormat.
You can throw the 2012 season in that. A trash can or hamper. You said, either way, either it's one. Dirty. It's dirty laundry.
It's dirty and something I don't want to remember. This is the one thing. I don't know why we're starting here. Starting is strong. We've been talking for 20 minutes. I don't know why I got to this point now. Every time someone mentions 2012 or 2013, I go back to that draft because maybe it's sort of like a cautionary tale that I welcome, because that draft was like, it had all of the hope. I mean, there's no quarterback, obviously, for the Chiefs at the top, but had all of the hope for every other team. And now you go back through it, and there are like five good players from the whole first round.
I was at the 2013 NFL draft. I actively chose
you
to attend
to,
it.
Was that still Radio City?
Mm-hmm. Wow. I went to the last two in Radio City. But yeah, I actively chose to go and watch that hot garbage walk across the stage for the entire first round. There's like five, like you said, there's five guys that have come out of that. Like Ziggy Ansah has had a pretty good career.
Lane Johnson's been good whenever he hasn't been actively doing drugs.
Yeah, you know, that one minor note. I mean, it really wasn't. It was a poor class. I think, was that the year that Cordarrelle Patterson got someone traded up into the first round to take Cordarrelle Patterson, like in the late 20s?
29. Yeah. Vikings traded up with the Patriots. Wow, nice pull.
That was the year that they got Travis Kelce, though, which is
also
pretty remarkable.
Also, eighth overall, Tyreek Hill went, which is super cool.
What?
I'm sorry. Tavon Austin. I read it, and I just... It's just one. I look at it and I can't.
No,
I have to wait for the letters to like settle. They're all the same.
They're the same guy. Yeah, I mean, they're both short and
fast. Compared to you and me, Tavon Austin definitely fast.
Hey, don't be hating on my 40.
Yeah, I've seen this. Oh, great. Now Ken's gonna tell me about his 5'2" 40.
5'3".
All right, thank
I'm
you
not,
for your humility.
Yeah, no, for sure. I forgot about Tavon Austin, but yeah, same guy as Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, I just at this point, like, I don't even bother saying different names. We could just say like Tavon Hill, like that's not bad.
Yeah,
we could just sort of
Tyreek Austin.
Oh, I think Tyreek Austin sounds like a sheriff, like an old west sheriff.
Yeah,
Tavon Hill sounds like what is Tavon Hill? Tavon Hill sounds like a show on like.
Is it like a Maury knockoff?
Oh no, I was thinking like a OC kind of show, like it's set in Beverly Hills. Beards is nodding it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Tavon Hill is a location.
Oh,
Tavon Hill is a location where all of the rich drama happens.
Hmm. I can see that.
I believe I've just found an Alex Gordon. Oh wow, sorry, that's a George Brett action figure. That's important. It's important to me that we have that. Again, okay, so like not, I mean, a Tyreek Hill one, like who's that? Who do you buy a Tyreek Hill action figure for?
You probably just should never make that one.
That's what I was thinking, but that exists. It's already on the market.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
How many Chiefs players do they have on there? Maybe should I ask you that?
Find out next!
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
I've been a Chiefs fan now, and I've for my entire short life, and I haven't seen any quarterbacks that are out here ready to go rock a jeans commercial. I want Patrick Mahomes to have the ability to go absolutely crush a commercial selling denim. I want that for my quarterback.
With Joshua Briscoe.
What are they going to do with his voice? Pat Mahomes with Lee Jeans here.
On ESPN Kansas City.
Frank Caliendo with us here in studio. Oh, nope, never mind. Sorry, Kent Swanson.
I need the phone static. You hear that?
You do, yes.
I need it.
It's much better. It's much better over the phone than in person.
It makes me sound way better, that impression, than it actually is.
Kenton with us for the rest of the show today, which means 30 more minutes of Lego talk. It's 5:30, and we've literally only talked about Legos. We're not done yet. Because going to break, Kent said, how many Chiefs Legos are there? And again, these are the officially licensed NFL logos, or NFL Legos, but they're not actually Legos. Different brand. I'm going to just read you the names, and I think you'll know I think you'll know kind of the dismount.
Okay.
Just from the top, though. Eric Berry. These are all $10, by the way. With some exceptions.
My wife got gypped then because she bought hers for 12. So
Hold on. No, Mahomes is just hit on the website. Also, yeah, you got to pay shipping. It's fine.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's it.
Your wife got hosed. Eric Berry, Tony Gonzalez, NFL legend. Tom Bahali for $3. Fire sale on that one. Tyreek Hill, Priest Holmes, legend. Justin Houston, Kareem Hunt, Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, Derek Thomas, legend. Casey Wolfe, and for $5, you can get yourself a Cairo Santos.
Oh. I wonder how that did in Brazil.
Lego.
It probably did well in Brazil.
Okay, well, you want to hear something just buck wild? It's the only one with a review.
What language is the review in?
There are no words. Oh, pardon me. It's very short. It's 5 stars, and it just says, need more players. Ooh, you can also get a mascot ATV with Casey Wolfe driving it.
A Lego ATV?
Like, yeah, it's got, like, flames
and
stuff
on it. Yeah,
that's
the one that I saw.
Oh, that's spicy.
How much is that?
$20. Get an end zone set that appears to come with a kicker.
I might buy that.
You want the kicking one or the ATV?
The ATV.
I mean, yeah, just bring it and we'll just put it on the console during shows. And whenever I get bored with my own talking, I'll just kind of just roll it back and forth. I think that's good. It appears that the kicker here is just a double zero, but... Cairo Santos,
You can replace Cairo and put him in there for it, so, you know. You gotta buy Cairo, though.
Also, again, it says key features. Your minifigure is created to look like your favorite player. Second key feature, bendable knees and posable arms are for real action play.
Oh, man.
Not on my team. I'm gonna no damn bended knees. All right, it does... Sometimes I need Beards to help be my conscience, which is bad, because he's really only my conscience whenever I need to. I need justification for abandoning the thing that I was going to say. I was going to say that it feels kind of wasteful to have you here and to just talk about Legos. But, like...
It's been a productive 25 minutes.
It's been a really good 31 minutes. Flying by! Like, I just... Part of me is really... Did you break something? Someone in the attempt studio actually just tried to jump through the window to stop us. And they just hit the window like a bird trying to fly through a building. Part of me, like, especially the quarterback discussion this year, is just... It's just nothing but cake. Like, it's just so easy to consume. It's just so fun. And also, so useless. But I'm also... 100% saturated by it at this point. I'm a completely full sponge, and I can't, like Wednesday, tomorrow, because I have the show over on 8:10 tomorrow, and Thursday, and maybe even Friday, I'm just going to be squeezing that sponge out, and then it'll be good. But right now, like, I can't talk about Sam Darnold or Baker Mayfield
anymore.
At all? No, I just, yeah, I'm
it's
just
exhausting.
At capacity.
It is exhausting. I've been over, I was probably, and because I'm such a big nerd with this whole draft thing, yeah. I've been over it since like January.
Oh God, I can't even, the other thing is this is such a, the Royals are so terrible that like, this is it, man. We just dunk on Josh Allen for like an hour, and then eventually like, all right, now we bring in somebody who's actually watched the tape, so what corner should the Chiefs take? And you're like, they could trade up or not. I mean, and they'll take one of these guys, maybe. They start at 54, so we don't really know. And it's like, okay, well, I guess, are the Patriots going to trade up for Lamar Jackson? Probably not, but that's the next hour. Like, that's this long-form format that... We have. That's why occasionally you end up with a couple of dud segments.
The
like, Josh Driscoll.
The cycle, like...
I mean, also, Freudian slip there also was pretty accurate. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I just... Like, the cycle has just been... It's been exhausting. It's been annoying. I'm over it. I just want them... Like, I'm just ready for Thursday to be over because six of them will be gone. Five or six will be gone, and then we can just move on to the rest of the draft.
Breaking news. Kent Swanson of Arrowhead Pride says that 6 quarterbacks will go in the first round. You said I'm cutting that for tomorrow.
That's fine. I think it's going to happen. I do. I think Mason Rudolph.
Okay.
I think Mason Rudolph.
Interesting.
Lamar Jackson, I think, is going to go in the first 16 picks, too.
Now, there's a lot of those good rumblings about the Cardinals trading up. Now, Cardinals aren't trading up to 2. Maybe they're going to trade up to 16. Who's picking 16? Are the Cardinals there right now?
The Ravens, who have alluded to the idea that they might take a quarterback too. So it might have to be before the Ravens. Here we go talking about him now.
See, this is, and again, this is why this works.
Yep.
Because you just say Lamar Jackson at 16, and then everybody else can then take what you just said and talk. It's the ESPN machine that way is honestly kind of mind-boggling, because Mel Kiper has a new mock draft, and Josh Allen's going number one. That fuels the rest of the network for a day, because they can go, oh, Mel Kiper, you big dumb idiot. Or, you know what, Mel Kiper knows what he's talking about. Josh Allen, blah, blah, blah. That's a whole day of network programming.
It fuels everybody. Yeah. That two-week stretch where Josh Allen was going number one, but was never really going number one, was one of the most frustrating 2 weeks of my life, because everybody felt compelled to get on Twitter and say, this isn't happening, or whatever. Whatever take they have.
Yep.
It has been so maddeningly, like, annoying. Like, I'm so over the QB discussion. I'm not over laughing at all these teams scrambling to try to get a quarterback right now when the Chiefs did it a year ago.
Yes.
When Pocket Mahomes was selected by the Chiefs. And that's what is so...
This is the sound of Pocket Mahomes on a microphone.
It is, like, I do, I laugh, and I the Bills,
amazing.
The Bills are...
Yes! Oh, it's so good!
They're fighting to get to a position to take Josh Allen.
It makes me so happy.
The third or fourth best quarterback in this class.
Yes.
And they had a chance to take the best quarterback in this class, Patrick Mahomes. Like, if Pat Mahomes...
So happy.
If the Week 17 Patrick Mahomes was playing... If the tape on Patrick Mahomes was Week 17 against the Broncos, where does Pat Mahomes go this year?
This year, one.
Probably one.
One, right?
Probably one.
I mean, like, I don't... I've tried to have people explain Sam Darnold to me, and like, everyone's like, oh, he's just... Like, I guess Sam Darnold... I can't speak about anything without eventually making an allusion to, like, Mario Baseball or something. I guess Sam Darnold's Mario at this point, where it's just like, oh, he's good at everything, and he could be great at everything if he grows, like, appropriately. But, like, I don't know. If I was a Browns fan, I'd be getting super hyped about it. But I don't...
I do like Sam Darnold, but...
That's fine. Everyone likes Sam Darnold. It sounds fine. But I don't know. I don't know if you feel... I don't think that you can make yourself feel about Sam Darnold the way that you feel after watching that Week 17 tape of Mahomes.
I mean, I think it's in him, but you're... Yeah, it's the sample.
It doesn't exist yet, though,
right? It doesn't
exist. And certainly not against an NFL team.
Not yet. And that's the thing with him. Like, we don't know. There's a lot of intriguing traits with him. But you saw what Pat Mahomes did against what was pretty much a full complement of defensive players for the Broncos, who were pretty good defense.
Yep.
I mean, Von Miller was on the field when Pat Mahomes was winning the game for him at the end.
Yep.
And
he was doing it with a bunch of just sort of like empty trash cans blocking for him.
Anthony Sherman was their leading carrier that game.
I forgot about that too. Oh, that's so good.
There's so many, like, the legend will probably continue
as
time goes on. But, like, I mean, that group that he was playing with was not particularly good.
No.
And he still made them look great.
Like it.
I know.
We're all flustered again. Yeah, he was in this building earlier. We're breathing the same air.
Yeah. Oh, man. And... Yeah, if he
Sorry, you can keep talking. It's fine.
No, it's okay.
I'm a little ASMR in my radio.
I am a little disappointed. I should have just, if I had known, maybe I should have just, like, sat outside this building for, like, the last year, knowing that at some point he was going to have to come in through here.
Right. I had that experience where I was in here where I was like, oh, man, like, I need to go do a call. I need to, like, take care of a couple things, like, but what if I leave and I get back and they're like, hey, man, we were going to have him do a couple minutes with you, but you just weren't in the studio, like... That would haunt me for the rest of my days, you know?
It'd be depressing.
It'd be so depressing. I think we should take another break. Part of me wants to just give a, just like a very sports, oh, you know what? We don't need a break. We need the NFL Films music. I want to give, oh, also breaking news. Stunning. This is actual breaking news. Rob Gronkowski is coming back to the Patriots next year.
Shocked.
I am shook to my core.
There was no chance he was not coming back.
No.
I hate that. Another dumb storyline.
Yeah, but you have to have it because baseball's boring.
Will they? Won't they? I know.
The tournament's over, and we love football.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we could get super into, like, European soccer. Apparently something happened today, but I can't. It's not where I am. What, Beards?
Also, apparently the NFL cheerleaders offered to settle a lawsuit.
I saw this also.
For $1 in exchange for a meeting with Goodell.
Yes, this is the Saints cheerleader that got fired. I think it was because she took a picture with a Saints player, and they have, like, super strong rules about, like, no interaction between the two, but it's up to the cheerleaders to enforce that.
Mm.
It's no good.
They
settled rule.
For a dollar to meet with Roger Goodell.
They're she, offering. Is this a discrimination that, lawsuit?
Yes. Huh. I think so. Or it's... Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, she's saying that she'll settle the suit for a dollar if she gets an official meeting with Roger Goodell.
Wow.
Which is kind of interesting.
A little bit.
Chiefs draft talk! Yes. Oh, now I'm ready. Now I'm in the mood. We got rid of the Legos are gone. The complaining about quarterbacks and storylines are gone. Oh, God, I wish I could just click into my like big voice guy and just
Ken Swanson, Arrowhead Pride, draft expert. Kent.
And that's it. That's the intro.
You're throwing the expert word around a little too lightly there.
I called you a guru in a version of a promo that's not actually running on the station.
I did a podcast a couple of days ago, and they called me Sensei. That's just the list of descriptive words about what I do is getting out of hand.
Sensei?
It's getting out of hand.
Master.
I have a YouTube account.
See. Oh, whoa!
I mean, that's...
Whoa! All right, bragger!
I mean, that's probably 80% of the tape I have is just YouTube tape. But I still, you know, I have good takes on these guys.
Draft authority. Okay, so listen. We have to start. Are you playing that bell over and over, or is that just in the
no,
song?
No, it's just
that
the song.
That is so strange. That's so much bell. Turn that up. That's too much bell, right?
I kind of like it.
It feels like a lot of bell.
I kind of like it.
Okay, so the place where I always end up starting with the draft is I want your, like, we've talked about this some, but now it's
Wednesday. It's Tuesday, will be Wednesday. And those are, oh, it's so empty.
I want your quick, like, draft philosophy at this point on two fronts. On the position of need, positions of need, and how you feel. You can kill the music now if you want, periods. And how you feel about the apparent Brett Veach staple of just being super aggressive literally all the time.
I'm not a huge fan of being overly aggressive.
Okay.
However, I mean, there's a pocket of like three different guys like that make a lot of sense. If the Chiefs are actually going to go up and trade up for a guy, mm-hmm. There's a couple corners that are pretty interesting. There's a couple D linemen I'm super high on that I don't know why aren't getting the same kind of love. Mm-hmm. There's a small pocket of guys I wouldn't be opposed to them investing in. But in general, and maybe it's because I've spent so much time in that middle class because that's where all the Chiefs picks are.
Right.
I really like this middle class in the draft. The 25 to 80 range, there's a lot of dudes, and I just would love as many chances mm-hmm. in that range. Even I would almost like trading back from 54 as much as
really?
I would like trading up.
What did you say the range that you gave was 25 to, was it 80?
80-ish, 80-ish, 85, 90. I mean,
that's interesting because that feels like eventually, like usually, that's kind of the point of huge diminishing return. I'm guessing you would say that's true for after 90 or whatever. There aren't 100 guys in this draft that you expect things from.
Mm-hmm.
But trying to maximize the number of sort of like lottery tickets you get in that middle range,
right?
Totally understandable way to look at it. So whenever you hear Veach talking about how aggressive he's been, you know, they do the mock drafts in the building, and the rest of the building is worried about him because he's always trading up. Do you see that as you guys having like a different perspective there on what exactly this draft is made out of, or is it trying to see if one of those 25 falls out? And also, like, what are the odds of that? Because if a top 25 talent at receiver or quarterback, that's gonna happen. It never happens to quarterback, but if a top talent at receiver or inside linebacker falls out of the top 25, mm-hmm. that's not a target for the Chiefs
right.
to trade up for. So are there corners in the sort of like, I guess, 15 to 25 range
yeah.
that could be diving out?
Well, that's kind of what's so interesting about this. And part of the reason I wonder why they're having so many discussions about trading up
mm-hmm.
is because there is very easily could be a run on quarterbacks,
mm-hmm.
a run on tackles,
mm-hmm.
A few receivers could slip in there. Like, part of the reason I think they're being so like thoughtful about possibly trading up mm-hmm. is because there really is a strong chance that some positions that they don't need
mm-hmm.
are going to wind up getting taken ahead of where they should.
Right.
So there's a corner, there's a couple corners. A guy named Isaiah Oliver is a cornerback from Colorado. A couple D linemen that have just like a guy named Deron Payne, defensive lineman from Alabama. A guy named Taven Bryan, defensive lineman from Florida, is not getting they're not getting the round one lock mm-hmm. talk as much. That, I mean, it might make sense because the value could be justified just because of the runs on positions that the Chiefs don't need.
And that makes sense because that's the way that you can actually make a little bit of a wave in the NFL. You have to have a quarterback and you have to have protection for him.
Right.
You have to have weapons around him. And the Chiefs have all that pretty much done already. Mm. Like, we can have little fights about left guard. But for the most part, the Chiefs have figured out the offensive side of the ball. So if that does open up defensively, is the first place that you look corner, or are you going to sell me on this deep, wonderful safety class? Or you got defensive linemen you like.
You know,
sell me.
I think on a trade-up, you're looking at a corner. You're looking at that little pocket, and it's just any one of those guys makes sense. Mm-hmm. There's two guys on the 2019 roster on the defensive line that are guaranteed to be here. Or, I mean, it's Chris Jones and mm-hmm. Xavier Williams. And Xavier right. Williams isn't even a lock necessarily. I think right. there's an option on him. Mm-hmm. So if one of those guys falls, it's a smart move. But corner too, because Isaiah Oliver could start right away. So there's those, you're getting a guy that one of those three could start pretty quickly and be a long-term solution. Mm-hmm. Outside of that, safety, I don't think they should trade up, I don't think. Just because
you talked about the depth of safety.
I've talked
before.
About the depth of safety, and it's mostly that 30 to 60 range. There's a lot of guys that are talented.
Right.
And there should be one that winds up there at 54 if they stay.
Can they handle the safety and corner positions both? Can they get starters at both of those positions without burning a pick next year to move up in any way?
Yeah, I think they could probably do it without trading up at all, believe it or not. Because there's like you listen to the Brett Veach presser, obviously.
Yeah.
He talked about pockets in the draft,
yes.
identifying the pockets, knowing where there's value, maybe being able to get a guy at 54 or a guy at 78 that could not necessarily be as big of a dip from where you could have got a guy like him at 54. There's pockets in like the safety class. There's a good pocket around where the Chiefs are selecting. I think there's a pocket of corners in the late 30s in that range, and then there's a pocket of corners in the late third round too. So they could go safety at 54, and they could come back into the back end of the third round or maybe even the fourth, and they could probably get a corner of similar value, not necessarily the same.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually a couple guys that are specific to the Chiefs, could be potential value that are more press corner types.
Okay.
So if they wanted to go be a press, if they're going to play press as much, there is guys that they could get a value there late in the back end, the third round.
You're doing a thing with the corner position that makes me so nervous, though. You're saying, oh, you know, in the scheme and with the right couple of shots, and if you hit this correctly, then you are able to solve multiple problems with really good value. And I love that in theory. But there are places where I'm willing to do that on an NFL roster, and I have seen the attempt to do that at corner backfire so many times. Mm-hmm. That makes me hugely nervous.
Well, yeah, I get that, but at the same time, like you did kind of say every team does this,
mm-hmm.
and you can a press corner a press scheme can really support a corner very not easily, but it can support. Look at what Sean Smith did. As soon as he left Kansas City, what happened?
He beat up his girlfriend's boyfriend or his sister's boyfriend.
Okay, well, before that too, he wasn't any good before that.
I can't remember what happened before that. He stomped that guy's head in, and I think went to jail for a year.
Well, yeah, but even before that, he was less than what he was in Kansas City.
Oh, right. Sure.
I know.
As a football player.
What a terrible example there. Just leaving that open for you to go that route.
Tyreek Hill in college. What did he do before he got to Kansas City?
Oh, gosh. But no, I'm telling you, man, there's some corners there. There's some corners there in round three. That could play right away. I really do think that. So it just depends on what kind of value that you know that they place on those, and if they can identify that. You have to do that. Like if you're going to be a successful franchise,
yes,
you've got to do that, even at positions that you're nervous about. And I think part of it is I don't know if I know you, we've talked a little bit. Like you're probably not as sold on the cornerback class that they have right or the cornerback group that they have right now in general.
No, I couldn't trust David Emerson as far as I could throw him, which would be very very short distances.
I think part of that is you know. I think I'm a little bit more confident in David Emerson, which probably lends it to me being a little more apt to invest in a guy in the third round instead.
Save that, please, Beards. We're gonna, you and I are gonna have to really remember this. But whenever David Amerson costs the Chiefs a game, I don't know, the three or four times that he does this upcoming season, we're going to call Kent just play that clip back to him and then hang up on him.
You're going
to
ask me, hey, you available? What did Amerson do today?
Right.
No, we'll talk next week.
Yeah, that will be, we may have that saved as the liner for you for the rest of time. We'll see what David Amerson does. All right, take a break. Whenever we come back, we'll talk a little more with Kent. I don't even know, I don't know what the most important 5 minutes of Kent's analysis are going to be, but that's what we're going to do next because we're out of time because we spent the first 30 minutes of this hour talking about freaking Chiefs Legos.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
I am saying that Patrick Mahomes is Aaron Rodgers.
With Joshua Briscoe.
Patrick Mahomes is Aaron Rodgers.
On ESPN Kansas City.
Because I thought I found that lost washer, and I didn't. It wasn't that. We have a super cool feature here where sometimes the mic just falls off. It's super good. And I think that it might be partially fixed by the washer that's supposed to go here. But I haven't been able to find it in a long while.
There's no way that ends badly.
No. No, it's always good. It's great auditorily. Like, it makes a really nice, satisfying kind of, like, swooshy sound. Also, depending on where the mic is, it could absolutely break on the countertop. Which would be very cool because this microphone is more expensive than I am. As a human being. Okay, so we're talking to Kent Swanson through this hour about Legos and I guess the NFL draft. The thing that I want... Oh, it's going! The microphone is falling. The thing that I want to get you to say on the record before we head out today is, first, what do you think the Chiefs should do as specifically as you can get? You've said that you're not sure they should trade up. You're not sure they shouldn't trade back. I'm making you general manager, and you're going to have to do some guesswork for who falls where and how it all pans out. But with your best guess in mind, what is your strategy, general manager Kent Swanson?
Okay. I think if I was general manager, I'd try to trade back from 54. I'd try to get because I'm a huge nerd, I've done a lot of calculations on a draft trade calculator. I know it's embarrassing, but you know, like there's like the Texans, like they could get a top 60 something pick and a top 90 something pick from the Texans,
right,
and just get a large swath of picks to just have the freedom to do whatever they want in the middle round. I will say what I think they're gonna do is I think
Excuse me. Do you mind if I ask my next question?
Oh, sorry. Joshua.
What do you think the Chiefs will do?
I'm glad you asked, Joshua. I'm glad you asked. I think they're trading up, and I don't know where they're trading up to. I do believe that they are going to make a move because I don't think Brett Veach didn't even pretend like that wasn't even in the realm of, like, that wasn't not going to happen. Like, yeah. He was like, they are trying to talk me out of not mortgaging the two, like, the next two drafts to get up.
Right.
You know, like, it just
right.
feels like they're going full bore, which is fine.
That's exciting.
I would anticipate, I think there's one of their third round picks and one of their second round picks is going to be gone to move up into the 30s. Somewhere
for
in the 30s.
For a corner?
I will say whatever. Let's just go bold just bold right here and just say Isaiah Oliver is a Kansas City Chief at pick 38.
Those are some specifics there. If you're wrong, we'll never go back to that. If you nailed it, we'll have that audio for the rest of time.
That's perfect. Yeah, I've done the math too much on the draft calculator.
Yeah, 38.
The draft trade calculator.
Perfect.
I know. 38's the spot, man. 38's
wow,
the spot.
That's a channel. He's got a promo for 38 the spot. That's amazing. Kent, thank you for making the time this hour. Thank you for bringing in your Pocket Patrick.
Yeah,
Pocket
thanks,
Mahomes,
man.
Whatever.
Appreciate me.
Can you want to promote anything for 5 seconds?
Do I want to promote anything?
Podcast.
AP Chiefs Draft Show. We're going to be going on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Nailed it. Thank you, Kent. Bye, Mom.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe on ESPN Kansas City.